54.5%, 1,345 yards on the air, through the air. All right, three men in the backfield, the quarterback and two running backs. Snap the ball. He's going to throw it up the sideline. Single coverage, a man deep. It's caught at the 25, 10-5, and it will be a touchdown. Cameron Brooks with the touchdown catch. He got behind the defender and took it all the way to the house on that big third down play. Where were they at on the clock, Troy, as far as distance?
They already erased it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. It was third and 12. They started their own 26. They're their own 24-yard line. How's that?
There you go.
That would be good for a 56-yard touchdown pass. That will go from Blake Simmons to Cameron Brooks. 56 yards through the air and the first completed pass of the ball game. Now the two-point try for the Wolves. Snap count called. Quarterback keeper runs the right side, gets to the corner, and into the end zone he goes. And Blake Simmons puts the Wolves ahead 8-0 here in the early going. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From
this
farm-
is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back here to Rockport. The scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
All right, with 6:48 left in the first quarter, a 56-yard pass from the quarterback Simmons to the receiver Brooks capped a three-play 54-yard drive, and Simmons put in the two-point conversion. East Atchison leads 8-0.
Tatum Johnson ready to kick it off. He'll go line drive roller picked up at the 13-yard line. Meyercourt 20-25. He is fast and he is sneaky. He backed up, went forward. He'll be out across the 25 to the 26-yard line on the return. So the Blue Jays down 8-0. Start out at their own 26. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. See Bruna Implement. They also serve you from five locations in northeast Kansas. Rockport has not found themselves behind very often this year. Let's see how they respond here early on. They'll go empty backfield, receivers either side of the field. From the 26, Corbin Jacob back. He scrambles, stops the line of scrimmage. Now he's going to run it up the far right side of the field. He'll have first down yardage, tackled at the 36-yard line, gain of 10.
River Dow, your senior, shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline. Clock stop, 6:35.
All right, we bring the play in with Corbin Jacob again, the senior quarterback. Whoops, we don't have the chain set, fellas. Let's go. Hang on here. That little mix up there. Now we're ready. These guys that do the chain gang, I'm sure all of them are just, you know, highly compensated for their efforts.
They have the best seat in the house.
They do, and a dangerous seat sometimes, yeah, as well. All right, two in the backfield this time, one running back in front of the quarterback, and they know they fake it, and Jacob keeps it, runs the right side again. He had a little option there with Holmes, and he ran it, took it out of bounds on the far side of the field. And again, way over there on the far side, we'll see where they spot him down. He'll pick up about 7 on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Blue Jays.
Senior Cameron Brooks getting the tackle there for East Atchison.
So Rockport's moving the ball. They got stopped on 4th down on their first possession. Now they've got 2nd down. It's a short 3, but we'll call it 3 to go. Interesting to see how everybody's dressed here tonight. It's not cold, but it's chilly.
Yeah.
All right, 2 setbacks, wide receiver to the right. Jacob hands off Holmes, runs left, cuts into the middle. Now up the field he goes, good for the 1st down. He'll move the ball from where, Troy? What was the yard marker there?
was it at?
You mean? Yes.
Was that 39, wasn't it?
39, okay, if you say so. They picked up 17 yards, so it was the 36. It was about the 37.
Okay.
Where are they at now?
They are now at the 29.
All right, an 8-yard pickup.
Clock running with 6:12 left in the first.
I apologize to our listeners. We have to do it that way. I can't see the scoreboard here. We're sitting about the 25-yard line. Here's a snap back. Jacob going to keep it around the left side, and he is gang tackled. They caught him up high around the shoulders, and they got him low, and down he goes after a gain of around 3 yards.
A lot of the defensive linemen in pursuit there. Gabe Harms putting the first hit, Tatum Johnson helping out.
So the ball spotted where now, Troy?
26.
At the 26. All right. Corbin Jacob on the year rushing the football. Comes in with 573 yards on the season, averaging 8.1 yards per carry. All right. We'll split a man to either side of the field. One running back in there is Holmes. Motion man coming across. And they fake it. Back is Jacob. He looks. He's got pressure. They got him in the backfield. He got away from one. He got away from two. He's back to the 35. He's directing traffic. He throws over the middle. It's caught by Meyercourt. He's open. He's down the field, and he is inside the 10-yard line, it looks like. There's a flag down all the way back just beyond the line of scrimmage. I'll tell you what, Corbin Jacob did a masterful job of getting loose. Looked a little bit like Lamar Jackson as far as getting away from people back there. Those first two guys had him dead to rights, and he was able to get away from him. So the completed pass to Jack Meyercourt and a big run by him is going to come back. Two flags on the play I see now. Illegal receiver downfield. Goodness.
When you do that much scrambling, and your linemen don't know where you're at and what's going on, they're just trying to keep the blocks moving, and one guy got too far down.
So now it's going to bring up third down and 12.
The clock is stopped at 5:08. The ball spotted on the 31.
31-yard line. Thanks, sir. So big penalty. That's at least the third flag against Rockport.
You go back to that first possession, Rockport had a couple penalties. They're moving the ball well, but they're just having too many penalties.
Yeah, procedure, a hold, and now an illegal man downfield. This time two backs in the backfield. The give is to Holmes. He'll try to get to the outside. Gets away from an ankle tackle, spins and taken out of bounds. Over on the far sideline, let's see where they spot him. Again, running from his own 31-yard line. They'll bring up third down and a yard.
They haven't changed it yet. The clock has stopped at 5:02. Gavin Irvine was in on the tackle there. Ball spot on the 20.
They needed 12. They got 11. So now it's fourth down, according to the down marker. Fourth down and one. A lot of options here for Rockport. You don't get too concerned about a fourth down play when you've got the running abilities that they have. Jacob has been able to run wild at quarterback. He'll give it to Holmes. He's straightforward. He spins out of the first tackle to the line of scrimmage, then gets thrown down after he got the first down.
Getting the tackle is Owen DeRozier. Clock stopped with 4:57 to move the ball and spotted on the 13.
So a pickup of 7 yards and a first down for the Blue Jays here. Now we're down here to the 13, where it becomes a challenge to see. Meyercourt splits wide to the right side. Bring a man to the near left side. That's going to be Holmes. Jacob with a quarter of one running back in there. He looks to throw. He scrambles left. He stops. He looks. He's got time. Now he throws, and it is caught. Or is it?
Yep.
Yes, caught.
Touchdown. Wow.
He was in the end zone. The ball is caught down there for the touchdown by Holmes. Brock Holmes with the catch. That will go as a 13-yard touchdown pass for the Blue Jays, from Corbin Jacob to Brock Holmes. Nice play, and we have an 8-6 ball game now. First completed pass the ball game for the Blue Jays. First completed pass the ball game for East Action was also a touchdown. 2-point try for the tie here. Corbin Jacob in the gun. Snap, takes hold. Now he's going to run it forward. He's got a big pile, and
he snuck it. He had it off.
Did not make it. No, he kept it. He got stopped short, and it's 8-6. East Atchison with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recaps presented by Farm Bureau Financial Service in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by see Jake or Taj Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
All right, Rockport gets on the board here in the first quarter with 4:30 left. A 13-yard pass from Jacobs to Holmes. 7 plays, 54 yards. The 2-point conversion was no good. 8-6, East Atchison.
Tayden Cook tees it up at the 30-yard line, approaches the ball, hits a low liner, and it's going to be brought back up the field and come back. I believe that's it's 18. That's going to be Brooks. Cameron Brooks started right, went back to the left, might have lost a little yardage there when he reversed his field. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answer yes to any of those questions, you're showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you're attending high school events, young people and their eyes are on you. This message brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3. Troy, what did they give us for a yard line here?
Got a guy standing in my way. 16.
And the time on the clock, here's the handoff. Straight ahead and into the backfield. That's going to be to Rozier. He is on the move. He is going to be gone to the 10-5. Touchdown, East Atchison. A big play. Boy, he burst it right up the middle, and he will go 64 yards for the touchdown. Back-to-back touchdowns the last two plays for East Atchison. Rozier putting him up, picking him up, putting him down all the way home, 64 yards away, Troy. One play, 64-yard drive. I know that one.
Yeah.
Rozier checks himself out of the game and says, hey, I'm a little winded, coach. Put somebody else in here for this extra point. Extra points, oh, so important. Right now, that was the difference in the game of that run. Score now is at, well, here's the try for the two. They snap the ball back, and running the football is going to be Simmons. He had nowhere to go, and our score now goes 14-6. East Atchison, we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recaps presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Let them help you out with your needs.
4:10 left in the first quarter on a 64-yard run. Owen DeRozier caps a one-play 64-yard drive. 2-point conversion fails. East Atchison leads 14-6.
I should tell our friends, if you are listening for Auburn football, it's on our sister station, KTNC, tonight, 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, and, of course, at the MSC Sports Radio app. Here's the kickoff, and it's a low liner. It's going to be picked up at the 20-yard line. Bringing the ball back up the field will be Rockport, moving it out across the 30-yard line, and finally brought down there is going to be Brock Holmes.
He pitched that ball back as he was going down, and the referees blew him down, so the ball's dead there.
Auburn is leading Blue Jays 7-0 with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. But Ashton Knights 7-0 Bulldogs with the lead in that ballgame, trying to avenge losses to Ashton Greenwood. Ashton Greenwood has had the Bulldogs' number over the years. See if they can get a win here tonight in the playoffs. So first down and 10, the ball is at the 33-yard line. What's the time on the clock, Troy?
4:01.
Still? Really?
Yep.
long first quarter here. Corbin Jacob hands the ball. No, kept the ball, faked it to Holmes. Oh, man. He kept it, and he paid the price for keeping the football that time.
Your defensive line stacking them up and moving them backwards there. Again, Gabe Harms and Tatum Johnson working together.
You know, it's basically the same kids, offensive and defensive line, and that because of that, what I told you earlier, given the starters, East Action's got a size advantage, and Rockport is not. They've got two seniors and a junior on the offensive line, but 182, 196, 184, not bad size for eight-man football, but they are just outsized in this ball game tonight. All right, here we go. Second down and 10. Jacob off to Holmes. He runs the right side. He is hit, and he is pushed back. He got poked, pushed back, gave a little ground to try to get away, and it's going to be a loss of a couple. Call it one on the play. Make it third down and 11.
Yep, senior Riverdale putting a hit on, wrapping him up, and bringing him down. The clock is running with 2:56. The ball spotted on the 32.
East Atchison, one of those teams, they've just been getting better and better. They've won four of their last five.
Yeah.
They're 5-5. Rockport coming off a bye week. They lost their regular season finale. Still the number one seed in the district and ranked in the top five in the state. Trailing in this one now, 14-6 at the moment. Jacob calls a snap. He's back to pass. He looks. He's got a man coming across the formation. Nowhere to go now. He's going to run. He's hit the backfield, and he's dropped back at the 26-yard line. They're going to call him down at the 27-yard line, and it's going to bring up fourth and a whole bunch here for Rockport.
Junior Tatum Johnson doing a great job from his nose guard position and coming out there to get that tackle. And again, the clock is running with 2:08. The ball spotted on the 27.
Ball's back to the 27. A loss of 5 on that play. So it brings up a fourth down and about 16 to go. So punting formation. Corbin Jacobs is the punter for Rockport. He stands back inside his own 20. Good snap. And the left footer is away. He kicks it away from the return man back there. That was Owen DeRozier. I said, no, we're not giving you the ball.
Yeah.
They kicked to the far side of the field. There's nobody back there, and the ball is down, and we'll see where they spot him here.
Clock is stopped with 1:39 left, and it looks like their ball is spotted on the 21.
All right, their own 21-yard line, minute 39 to go in the first, 14-6, East Atchison with the lead. Troy, they've scored in their last two offensive plays. You think they can hit another home run here?
Oh, man.
See what happens. They line him up with two backs in the set. Blake Simmons calling the snap count. High snap. He'll toss it back. And a little slipping and sliding in the backfield that time. It looked like DeRozier went to make a cut, and his plant foot went out from under him. Nothing doing that time. He'll lose 3 or 4 on the play.
Sophomore Gabe Gibbard's getting the tackle that time. The clock running with 1:21. The ball spotted on the 16.
Loss of 5. No, other than that, only one good run, really, for East Atchison, that long one by DeRozier on the previous play. Now, Simmons fakes the pass, gives off to DeRozier in the backfield. He'll try the left side this time. He'll move the ball forward a little bit. See where they spotted. He tried the left side, and it's going to bring up a third down. And about the same. Not really. Might have got it half. He kind of got a yard on the play, we'll call it.
Jacob and Holmes working together to get the tackle. The clock running with 41 seconds. Ball spotted on the 17.
So they need to get out to the 31-yard line. It's third and 14. Spread the field. Nobody in the backfield. Well, there was one back there. I'm sorry. Simmons with one back behind him. He'll block. He'll center. Simmons will throw. It is intercepted. And back up the field, Brock Holmes. There he goes, and he is going to have Rockport in great field position. What Simmons saw, I don't know from this angle. The only person in the area was Brock Holmes.
His receiver just kept running straight down the field. He didn't stop. Not on the same page.
About a 12-yard return, so we'll see. Where are they spotted at, Troy?
At the 8-yard line. 16 seconds left in the first quarter.
All right. Now we will have Rockport trying to even this game up here. Big play there with the interception on the defense. Corbin Jacob calling the count. around the 8. Going to give it off to Holmes, and Holmes hit, looked like he was dropped. He got away from that man in the back, and I don't think he gained anything. Probably lost a little yardage here, but he was able to make it a smaller loss than it looked like it was going to be originally.
Looks like we got Bo Peregrine in on the tackle there for East Atchison. And the clock has stopped. We're at the end of the first quarter. Ball spotted on the 10-yard line.
A loss of 2 on that play, and we will come to the end of the first quarter here. It is East Atchison 14 and Rockport 6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Rockport, Missouri. John Nixon, Troy Nelson with you here on site tonight as we get this district football game, the semifinals, underway here tonight. Back at our studio, MJ Evans running the show, keeping us in line. And everybody else is working with her, trying to keep them in line. That's not always an easy job, I understand. Here we go, second down now and goal from back just outside the 10. And it's going to be Jacob, and did he make it? He is. But did they give a touchdown, Troy? I think they did, yeah. I didn't see any official throw any arms, but they're spotting the ball, so it is an 11-yard run for Corbin Jacob and a touchdown. I thought he fell right on the in the goal line, and apparently he did. And he got the touchdown, just nobody in a striped shirt raised their hands that I could see.
I didn't see it either.
All right, now for the tie. It's 14-12, East Atchison, the two-point conversion try. Corbin Jacob has been very good at this year. Motion man is Holmes. He made a spin move, and they didn't get the snap off in time. And now they're going to have to try that unless East Atchison jumps. They're going to have to try that back from the 7-yard line, or 8. Rockford's backing up, yeah. Penalties have not been kind to Rockford in this ballgame. Fortunate probably to just be down 2 right now. Oh, my. You can go back that far.
There you go.
5-yard penalty. All right, now they'll give the try. Really got the ball spotted at the 9 is where the center snapping it from. A back on either side of the quarterback. Jacob calls the count, fakes the handoff. He rolls to his right. He throws, and it is just off the fingers of Meyercorth in the deep corner of the end zone. That's not Meyercorth, excuse me. That was Caden Melton who was trying to make. No, it was not either. It was 22 trying to make that catch, not 12. That was Chance Hayes trying to make the grab. It's a two-point lead for East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Jay Gertosh, Arm Connector, there to help you protect your future.
11:57 left in the second quarter. 11-yard run by Jacobs. Capped a two-play, 8-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed. 14-12, East Atchison.
All right, here comes the kickoff. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it is caught by Cameron Brooks back inside the 5. He's at the 10. He's across the right side, tripped up short of the 15-yard line, and and a late flag, and now another flag, a flag from either side of the field. This could be interesting. Let's see what they got here. Official on the far side, right in front of the Rockford bench, threw a flag, and then the play was over, and the referee on this side threw a flag from 15 yards up the field where the tackle was made. So let's see. Straighten all this out, I think, here in a moment.
Well, they're getting everybody together. The officials are there at the 15, 16-yard line.
When you see a herd of officials like that, it's generally not good for somebody. Let's see what we got here.
Well, it's an important game here. Make sure we get it right.
It's a long conversation, and everybody's having a say in it, except the one guy standing out here at about the 17, 18-yard line. He's going to stand there holding the football. That's my job. I got the ball. They do a nice job, too.
Yeah.
We give them a lot of trouble sometimes, but they do a good job, and one I would not. Couldn't pay me enough money unless I could do it from up here.
Correct.
What do we got, Mr. Official? I wonder if we're going to have offsetting penalties of some sort here. Conversation's not really over yet. One against Rockford. Personal foul against Rockford. So both penalties against the Blue Jays. They're going to have to kick it over, or East Edge is going to have excellent field position, which is going to be the case. It's going to be East Atchison football at their own 34-yard line. This game, about 4 weeks ago, whenever it was, got a little chippy. I think they had a number of unsportsmanlike calls in that game that you don't like to talk about very often, but it's just a matter of what happened. So now East Atchison at their own 34-yard line, first down and 10. What are we doing on the clock, Troy? About 11:51. 11?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hand it off to Rozier in the backfield. He goes left. He fakes. He cuts right. He is gone. He is going to score again on another long touchdown run, cutting back and forth. Made two quick cuts, one to the left, one to the right, and then back to the left he went. And he goes the distance, this time 46 yards for the touchdown. Nice, nice running. That puts East Atchison at 109 yards on the ground in this game. And now it extends the lead out, if I've got my math, 20-12 here.
Correct.
Play coming in from the East Atchison sideline now. Bringing it in there is Gavin Irvin. Irvin will be in the backfield this time along with, oh no, he's going to split out to the left. In the backfield is River Dow. All right, here's the snap, and the quarterback's going to keep it, and there is nothing doing there for Blake Simmons. Good job at the Rockport defense. We'll be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring recap. The drive presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Falls City. Jay Kintosh, Arm Connect, can help you out with your needs.
11:41 left in the second. 46-yard run by Owen DeRozier. Capped one play, 46-yard drive. Two-point conversion, no good. East Atchison leads 20-12.
DeRozier's got touchdown runs out of 64 and 46 yards in this ballgame. teed up at the 30-yard line, and it's a low liner, and it's going to be fielded back in pretty good field position by Rockport. Coming up the field with it, Meyercourt. Jack Meyercourt turns the corner, pushed out of bounds at midfield by East Atchison. So excellent field position for the Blue Jays to start this drive.
Shoving him out of bounds there. Get to right.
Gotta I can tell over. You caught him on the sideline.
There you go.
20-6 East Atchison, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 20-12.
That's right, yeah, 20-12. I'm sorry. When I can't see the scoreboard, folks, I have a little trouble. Well, anyway, we will survive. The ball is at midfield, Rockport football. And what's the time on the clock?
11:33.
Well, going to score here in this first 30 seconds of the second quarter. Man, a flag flies. That's going to be procedure against Eastern, against Rockport. And they asked the referee what happened. He said he's dipping forward in the shotgun set, dipping forward, trying to, and it fools the defense. So procedure will back him up 5, first and 15 at 35 now. So they started midfield, they backed up 5. This has been a theme for Rockport tonight. They've got to get over that. The longer this game goes, you keep getting those penalties, that's going to hurt. Split them into the near right side of the field for the Blue Jays coming out here. This time is going to be Taden Cook. And the handoff, it's going to be home. No, it's going to be Jacob on the keeper. He faked the handoff, fooled me, and he'll pick up what they lost on the penalty. And a couple more to bring up a second down and 8. He'll pick up 7 on the play.
Senior River Dow shoving him out of bounds. Clock stop with 11:24. The ball spotted at the 35.
Now we got an injured Wolf on the play. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back in Rockport after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute revealed CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Rockport, John Nixon and Troy Nelson with you here. The injured East Atchison player is Cameron Brooks, 150-pound senior. He's having trouble putting weight on his left leg, it looks like. He comes out of there. We've got second down and 8. Update on our game over on Sister Station KTNC with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Auburn Bulldogs leading. Ashton Greenwood, 14-6 on that one. Go Dogs.
Yes.
Here we go. Rockport with the ball, second down at about 8. Corbin Jacob fakes, now looking long. He's going to throw. He's got Meyercourt open, and he hits him at the 5, and he's into the end zone for another long touchdown. Goodness. That one coming from 33 yards away. Corbin Jacob hitting Jack Meyercourt with the touchdown pass, and our game now goes to 20-18. East Atchison with the lead at the moment. Second touchdown pass of the night for Corbin Jacob. The first one 13 yards. This one's 33. Both completed passes have been good for scores in this game. So now the try for the tie once again here at 20-18. Trips right in the formation. Nobody in the backfield. The quarterback, motion man, going across the formation. And Corbin Jacob will keep it. And he will find his way into the end zone. And we are tied up at 20-20 in the second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
You need to protect your future. One way to do it, see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. They have the Farm Bureau Financial Services office in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see them for your needs.
11:17 left in the second quarter. 33-yard pass from Jacobs to Meyercorth. Capped a two-play, 40-yard drive. Jacobs got in for the two-point conversion, and the game is tied at 20.
From the 10-yard line, taking it back up the field in a hurry. Once again, is Owen DeRozier. He grabbed it at his own 10, and he gets the ball out across the 35 to the 36-yard line, a 26-yard return for the Wolves senior. Spot the ball. Well, there, 36. What's the time, Troy?
11:09.
What, three touchdowns this quarter already? Is that right, in less than a minute?
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes.
It's a big play night in Rockport, Missouri. East Atchison with the football. Here we come. Blake Simmons, the quarterback. Rockport, benefit of a big interception earlier in the ball game, led to an easy touchdown. And DeRozier running the left side, and three Blue Jays grab him and hang on this time. He'll be out to the 39-yard line and pick up a three. That's as good as Rockport done against him the last three carries.
Taden Cook and Corbin Jacob get the tackle. Clock running with 10:50. Ball spotted on the 39.
Cameron Brooks, one of the ends, 150-pound senior, over here on the bench being tended to, hoping to get back in the ball game. It didn't look real good when he came off. He was limping a lot. Left side hash mark, second down and 7. And DeRozier, no, ball's on the ground, and Rockport's got it, or had it anyway. They had it for a moment. Now the scrum is on.
Yep, they got it back.
And Simmons, thanks, or got back on top of that field. I don't know how he got to it. I have no idea.
I don't know either, because, again, we saw Rockport land on it, and he must have just got enough leverage in there underneath and dog fighting to get the ball back.
So they picked up 3. They will lose 5 on the fumble.
Oh, man. Clock stopped with 10:28. Ball still spotted on the 39.
DeRozier's having a big night.
34 now. Yep. There you go.
Third down, a dozen at the 34-yard line. Their own side of midfield are the East Atchison Wolves. Come over to the football. Out to the right side goes Gavin Urban. He split. Clock move. He comes in motion from right to left. That's the short side of the field. Now he sets. Now the running back switches from the right to the left. They overload the left side here. And the quarterback looks right. He rolls right. He's being chased. He gets to the corner. He throws over the middle. Is it intercepted or dropped? It is caught. It's intercepted by the Blue Jays. Meyercourt, a real ball hawk. The sophomore comes up, I believe, with a football. Was it 3 or 11? I thought it was 3.
It was 3.
That's what
yes.
I thought. Meyercourt with the second interception of the ball game. For the Blue Jays.
Clock stop with 10:07. Ball spotted right at midfield.
No return. So the ball will be spotted right at midfield. 20-20 ball game, first half here at Rockport. What's the time, Troy?
10:07.
10:07. Sorry, I knew you just said that. All right, bring the ball over to from midfield. Corbin Jacob calling the snap. He will hand the ball off to Jack Meyercorth. Sophomore tries to run the left side, and he didn't find any room that time. He might have probably lost a yard on the play the way it looks.
Your 225-pound junior nose guard, Tatum Johnson, getting the tackle. Clock running with 9. No, they got the clock stopped for some reason. 9:59. What's going on out here? They've got a penalty on the far side.
Oh, okay.
That's why the clock has stopped.
Offsides? Against the defense, about got to be offside to move it up 5 yards. So that play didn't count. So it's going to be 1st and 5 at the 35 of East Atchison. Didn't we have an interception earlier in this ball game? Had one close. Maybe I just didn't write it down. Thought that.
Yes. Yes, you did.
All right. Here we go. 1st and 5 now. Corbin Jacob back. Senior looks. Pump fake. Now he throws over the middle. And Meyercorth between two defenders goes to his knee. That kid is one good, tough receiver. Going to his knees, makes the grab, and a big gain. from the 35 down to the 17-yard line.
Simmons, and on coverage, he had the bottom side, and DeRozier had the top side, and that ball was just put in the perfect spot.
Good throw.
Clock
better
run,
catch.
Clock running with 9:44.
Lots and lots of time to go in this one. We're in the second quarter tonight at Rockport, 20 all. All right, two backs in the backfield of the quarterback of the gun. He takes the snap. He options and gives the ball off. Running the ball straight forward this time inside the 15-yard line is going to be Meyercourt McGinnis. He moves from an end into the backfield now. He'll pick up about 3 yards on first down.
Irvine and Johnson working together to get the tackle.
Rockport's ran for 121 yards on the ground now, 107 re-snatched in the ballgame. Over the football at the 14-yard line. Split a man wide to the right. Ball on the near side. Jacob calling the snap count. He options left. He'll give it to Holmes. He does a nice spin move, gets around the corner, breaks another tackle. He'll be knocked down around the 10-yard line, maybe the 9. We'll give him 5 yards on the play.
I think the defensive line finally caught up with him over there on the far side. Looks like Johnson and Holmes getting the tackle. The clock is running with 8:33.
Third down and 2 to go here from the 9-yard line for Rockport on East and East Atchison territory in this ball game. Clock is moving down here. All right, here we go. This time we'll split a man wide to the near right side of the field. A back on either side of the quarterback, Corbin Jacob. Flag in the backfield on the defensive side. Tend to think, well, the offensive lineman, yep, they're marching to the north against the Blue Jays, a 5-yard penalty procedure.
One of the linebackers from East Atchison came up there in between the gap like he was getting ready to blitz and just made him flinch just enough.
Third and 8, the ball's back at the 19-yard line now.
Clock is running with 8:03.
So Jacob goes over to get the play call from Coach Dalton Jones. Big plays each way for both teams in this ball game. Big explosive long touchdowns, passing and running. Man, nobody in the backfield. They're going to fake the jet sweep. Jacob's going to keep it. Running left and hit and knocked down. Short of the 10-yard line, he'll be to the 11, a pickup of about 3.
I'm telling you what, John, that nose guard Tatum Johnson is starting to have himself a pretty good game.
Owning things in there right now, is he?
Yes.
Fourth down and about 5. They're at the just outside the 11. They have to get the ball down to approximately the 7-yard line. I'll call it 4th and 5 just for argument's sake. This time, Meyercourt is going to split wide right. Two backs in the backfield with the quarterback. Nobody on the left side. Jacob gives the ball off. It's Holmes running, and he is buried. Nothing doing. He did not do anything. No gain on the play, and turn it over to the Wolves on downs.
Again, Johnson and Irvine working together to get the tackle for the Wolves.
So East Atchison will have it at their own 11-yard line now to start this series.
Clock is at 6:54.
We went almost 5 minutes on a score, Troy. I scored 3 touchdowns in less than a minute here. Start the second quarter. All right, DeRozier comes out here wide to the near left side on this formation. One running back and a slot man. And it's going to be a handoff. And Riverdale trying to move laterally. Nothing doing that time for the senior. It's going to be a loss on the play of about 3 yards.
Your defensive end on this right side, Kendon Melton, doing a great job fending off his block and getting the tackle along with Camden McEnany.
It's interesting, Troy. You get these big, huge plays, and all of a sudden the defense says, no, we're done with that. We're going to make dropping the backfield, make a great play, and then all of a sudden the offense makes a great play. Split men to either side of the field on 2nd down and 14 now, and back to pass. It's going to be complete at the 15 and finding his way out to the 20, very close to a first down. With the catch is Gavin Irvin on the pass from Blake Simmons.
Melton and Jacob working together to get the tackle there. Clock running with 6 minutes in the second.
So a gain of 13 on the play. They needed 14 for the first down. Let's see where we're at here now. Third and a yard. Ready to go. Snap it back. Quarterback going to keep it. Simmons hit, stopped. Second effort will leave him short, according to the official on this side.
And he had a lot of blue jerseys hitting him at the line of scrimmage there. And it looks like a right.
Oh, boy, he got a pretty good spot, but I think he's still short. Still short. Fourth and a yard. No gain on the play. I found my interception, Troy, on my chart here.
Yeah.
Finally.
There you go.
Finally, it turned up. So fourth down and a half a yard here for East Hatch, and it looks like they're going to line it up and go for the gusto here.
5 minutes.
Fourth. Come over the football. Split man wide to the right side is Irvin under center. Simmons, and he did not make it. He tried to burrow under, and now he's still moving. They're going to call him down. He's going to lose a half a yard.
Wow.
Coach Aaron Barron says, look where my man ended up. But they called him in the grasp down short of the line to gain.
Yep.
That is not going to make East Ashton fans, they're not happy. There's a flag. Hopefully that's just a sideline warning. Unless somebody said the magic phrase, we'll see here.
Yep.
You never know for sure. Find out in a minute. And, oh no, they're going to mark off some yardage. So unsportsmanlike penalty on the sideline. And that's going to move the ball down to the 10-yard line. It's a half-the-distance penalty. So East Atchison missed on fourth down on third and fourth and one. Now Rockford has the East Atchison 10-yard line with just a few minutes left to go in the second half, or second quarter, excuse me.
4:45.
All right. East Atchison wanting to get the lead, and we've got a lot of movement along the line here. Two or three white jerseys went across, which would indicate, yep, it's against Rockport procedure. Wow, how many? That's at least five.
Again, it's kind of that same play. Your linebacker, Tatum Johnson's coming up and getting in that gap, and he's getting ready to blitz. The linemen are just moving a little too soon.
So it's first and goal. The ball's back to the 15-yard line. Now East Atchison needs a big stand here defensively. They're certainly capable of it. Blue Jays over the football, trip set, two left, one to the right. Motion man coming across is Holmes. He will not take the handoff. Jacob will keep it. Spins forward for short yardage down to about the 12-yard line, a gain of about three.
Getting the tackle that time for East Atchison. Cameron Kephart. Clock is running with 4:30.
Is that number 18 back in there? Cameron Kephart? Am I reading that right? So you said, yeah. He's the player who got injured. Didn't know if he'd be able to return the way he was limping off the field there earlier. So good to see him back in there for the East Atchison Wolves for their aspect. But no, 18 is down here on the sideline. He's still limping.
So it. Well, yeah, 22, Cameron Kephart.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Kephart. Brooks is 18.
All right, I'm sorry. Yep. I heard Cameron, too many Camerons on this team.
There you go.
All right, hand it off. Holmes trying to jump side to side, a little jump cut. He'll be down to the 9-yard line. He'll move the ball. They started the 15. They got down to the 12. Now they're down to the 8, a 4-yard gain that time. And it's third down and goal from the 8-yard line.
River Dow. Senior getting the tackle there for Atchison. Clock running with 3:35.
Got time for about six more touchdowns here. Boy, it started this quarter.
Wait, yeah.
We're going to split a man out wide to the left side. That's going to be Camden McEnany. Two receivers right. Corbin Jacob looks. Flag down in the backfield. Ball is tipped. It's incomplete. And the flag was in the offensive backfield holding against the Blue Jays. Oh, my goodness. I didn't really keep my penalty chart. I tried good things. I might be out of room by now. Holding Rockport. So that'll move him back. It'll remain third down, I'm guessing. So move the ball back from the 8 to the 18-yard line. So third and goal at the 18. All right. Coach Dalton Jones, what do you got in your playbook for this? He gives Corbin Jacob the call. Corbin's back in. Ball's on the right hash mark to your side. As the Blue Jays go left to right, Meyercorth, wide left. Slot man on the left. Jacob back. He looks, surveys the field, wants to throw, and he's got Meyercorth. He fakes the middle. He cuts to the corner, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Jays, coming from 18 yards away. That is one fantastic sophomore receiver right there. Once he gets the ball, he is hard corral. And the Blue Jays have their first lead of this ball game. So now, with that pass, the Blue Jays have 82 yards in the air tonight. But now they lead 26-20, if my math is right, or my memory.
Yes. Correct.
Once again, we'll split two men out, one to either side, Meyercorth on the left. One running back just a step ahead of the quarterback. Meyercorth comes in motion, fake it to him on the sweep. Corbin Jacob will keep it, and he's into the end zone. And the Blue Jays take the lead 28-20. We're back at Rockport after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Rockport. You just heard from Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. They are bringing you our scoring recap. They have offices in Auburn and Falls City, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With 3:08 left in the second quarter, an 18-yard pass from Jacobs to Meyercorth capped a three-play 10-yard drive. Jacobs gets a two-point conversion in. Rockport leads 28-20.
We are ready to go. Here is the kick, and we've got it going out of bounds over on the far side of the field. So East Ashton will have good field possession to start, position to start this drive. Get everything lined up here. They're going to make them kick it again. I believe they are. All right. Back it up, kicking it away for Rockport. Once again, Jack Meyercorth having himself a big game here. Ball will be teed up now at the 25-yard line. DeRozier is back here deep for East Atchison. And this is a high end-over-end kick, and it's back to the 8-yard line. Irvin up the field, 15, 20, 25, and 30, and taken down at around the 32-yard line on his side of midfield. Good return. Spot the ball at around, we're going to call it the 31-yard line. Troy, what's the time?
The time is at 3:03.
3:03 to go. It's 28-20. Rockport with the lead. And here they come back to live action with the football here. East Atchison with the ball. Split men, two to the wide right side. One to the left, one set back in the ball game, and it's going to be River Dow with a carry straight ahead, carrying a defender with him. The guy jumped on his back, and River Dow said, "You're going to be floating down the river right now." Carries him for about a 5-yard gain.
Getting the tackle there for Rockport. Ryder Heron. Did I say that one right?
Yes.
Who?
There have been Herons playing at Rockport for at least the last 10 years. Probably longer than that. That's the ones I remember.
Yes.
Second down and 5. The ball is now out to the 36-yard line for the East Atchison Wolves. This time, DeRozier comes wide to the near left side of the field. Got a man on the right, a slot man there, tied in. And it's going to be River down. Oh, they got him around the arm, dragging it. A flag comes in way late.
From the far back side.
That may not be good. Let's see what we got here. Like, caught River down by the jersey and then his arm and drug him down. That looked like it hurt. Now, what's that flag? It was after the play almost.
Yeah.
And they're marching against the Blue Jays? No. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
What did he call, though?
Again, we're on the wrong side of the can't see his hand signs. I don't know what it was. The clock has stopped at 2:17.
Right. Maybe they call it. Might have been a little face mask. So he picked up no yardage, but it was a face mask penalty. It'll be first down and 10 at the Rockford 39. And now a throw and an overthrow. The pass intended up the field that time. Simmons loaded up and threw to the sideline. Pass intended down there. If he gets back in the frame here a little bit, they'll tell you who the intended receiver was. I think it might have been Urban that time. It was Gavin Urban. Also had a receiver that time over the middle that might have been more open.
Clock has stopped at 2:01.
Now we'll put Urban in a slot on the right, DeRozier wide to the right, two receivers on your left side, nobody in the backfield but the quarterback. Snap. And Simmons going to keep it, run straight into the line of scrimmage, trying to use the size advantage on his offensive line, and not much doing there, a gain of a yard on the play.
Well, your defensive end, Gabe Gibbard's on the other side, making the play go up the middle.
So, over to the sideline, Blake Simmons gets the play call, third down, call it 8. We'll give him 2 yards on the play, all right.
A timeout somewhere.
Timeout, probably East Atchison. Yes, it is. We've got a lead for Rockport, 28-20, late in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny
101.3. We welcome you back here to Rockport. Timeout call by East Ash. I believe that's their first of the ball game. Couple of big catches in that second quarter, in this second quarter so far, for touchdowns for Jack Meyercourt. 2 catches in the second quarter for 51 yards and 2 scores. Now we have third down and 8. Simmons in the backfield. Beside him is River Dow. 3 receivers split wide, and one of them took a step. Account to Roy. Now 3rd and 8 becomes 3rd and 13. Procedure. 3rd and 13 for the Wolves back at their own side of midfield. 38. What do you think, Troy? Is that what the coach drew up when he went out there on timeout?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Not quite.
Probably not. You never know. I'm watching down here on the sideline. Cameron Brooks, Reese Atchison, senior, got injured early in this quarter. He is down here trying to run off the pain of that injured ankle, it looks like. All right, here's the snap. We've got 3 men in the pattern, and Simmons stops. There's a flag down. The ball is tipped. The ball is caught by River Dow. He's tackled about the line of scrimmage, but we've got a hold against East Atchison. Well, you can make it 4th down and more than 10, or you can make it 3rd down and about 23 here if you are Rockport.
Clock has stopped at minute 23.
They decline it. They decline the penalty. So the catch is made by Dow. It's going to bring up fourth down. They're going to say he's tackled right at the line of scrimmage. So it's fourth down and 13. 69 yards through the air now for East Atchison in the ball game. They need another big play here. It's fourth down. They're going to punt. All right. Makes sense to me. The punter is going to be Cameron Kephart. High snap, and he just got it away. And it's Meyercourt standing back. He makes the catch. He starts right. He goes left. He's free in the middle. And he is taken down out across the 25-yard line. The net will only be probably around 20 yards on that punt and return.
Gabe Harms getting the tackle that time for East Atchison on that return. The clock is stopped with a minute 11.
So
ball spotted at the 33.
Rockport leading 28-20 and a chance to add here before halftime. East Atchison will get the ball to start the third quarter. Split two men wide to the near right side. Coming out here will be Meyercourt along with Cook. And back to pass. Corbin Jacob looking, waiting, throwing, and off the hands on the sideline of Brock Holmes, trying to stay in bounds, couldn't hang on to it.
In coverage on the far side is Owen DeRozier. And again, the clock is stopped at the minute 3 on that incomplete pass.
So, second down and 10 for the Blue Jays now. They're huddled up with the clock stopped here. Corbin Jacob looking over the sideline, getting play call here. Auburn leading at the end of the first half at halftime over the Ashland Blue Jays. Ashland Green and Blue Jays 14-13 tonight up at Ashland. That game over on KTNC. Take the ball straight ahead for a little ways goes Corbin Jacob, and he is introduced to a defensive lineman, and he is thrown back for a loss. Timeout on the field called by Rockport as they face third down and long. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we have just a little time left before the halftime break here. Rockport up 28-20. Troy, it's been an interesting game here so far.
Yeah, 58 seconds left before the half.
Big plays. Ready to go are the Rockport Blue Jays after the timeout. Jacob alone in the backfield. Two receivers on the right. Takes a snap. It's a low snap. He goes and gets it. He's got time. He fires it up the field, and he overthrows Taden Cook, the junior. Giving chase about the 5-yard line, couldn't catch up with it. Back there defensively on the coverage was Gavin Urban.
Yep, and with that incomplete pass, the clock has stopped at 52 seconds.
So now it's fourth down, and what do you do if you were Rockport? You give the ball back to East Atchison. They kind of stopped that big play stuff. A couple of big plays, a 46-yard touchdown run, and also another long one in this second quarter for DeRozier. And now they're going to go on fourth down and 7. No, timeout, Rockport. 4th and 7. We'll take another break. Be back on Sunny 101.3 in 30 seconds.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Rockport, where we have a 28-20 ball game. Rockport with the lead, with the ball, fourth down and seven. They're back at about their own 36-yard line. Okay, I got too many players standing in front of me down where the ball's at. Now they're lining up to go for it on fourth down. They can give East Ash the ball in great field position. They don't make it here. Quick fake out to Meyercorp. Now Corbin running to the left. He's got it, and he throws it short, incomplete. And Meyercorp got free.
Yeah.
After they faked to him. By that time, Corbin Jaquid ran all the way to the other side of the field and was going to have a very tough time getting the ball back across the field to him.
Clock stopped on the change of possession with 45 seconds left.
All right, so four incomplete passes will give the ball to East Atchison at the Rockport, what do you call it, 36?
Yep, 36.
All right, here we go. One running back in there. Back to pass. Blake Simmons looks. The right-hander throws over the middle, and it's picked off by Corbin Jaquid. He goes up high in the air, comes down with the interception, the third interception of the first half thrown by East Atchison.
And 39 seconds on the clock.
I guess the gamble paid off.
Yep.
Oh, my. Third interception of the first half of the Rockport defense. Now they've got at least one timeout left. They have the ball at their own. Where did they spot it this time, Troy?
25.
Their own 25. Now we've got just seconds left, right?
39
of them. Okay. All right. We've got receivers both sides of the field. Corbin Jaquid, nobody with him in the backfield. Got four linemen in front of him. He backs up. He wants to throw. He fakes the long one. Now he scrambles left. Now he's going to fire it up the field, and it's off the hands of Meyercorp. Defender behind him and another receiver, but the ball falls incomplete. So that's five straight incomplete for Rockport now.
Clock stopped with 31 seconds there on the incomplete pass.
So the Blue Jays are going to want players got to be tired. We've been going up and down the field.
Yeah.
It's been a long first half here, it seems like. That's the clock on the wall, an hour and 20 minutes, and we're not to halftime yet. All right, here we go. Second down and 10 at the 36. Corbin Jaquid in the gun, takes the snaps, a little low, he's got it, he fires over low.
Tipped.
Tipped to the line, okay, intended over there on the far side for Brock Holmes. And now it's third down and 10. For the Blue Jays.
28 seconds left in the second quarter.
All that offense we've had at various times this ballgame now has ground to a halt here in this second period. Late in this second period. Let's see what else we come up with here for these teams. All right, we got a man near to the right side, the slot man on the right. Backfield, got running backs in there this time. Rockford going to run it straight ahead, say, well, we can break one, we'll take it. Didn't break it, they'll pick up about 4 yards on the play, and that was Meyercorp again on the carry. And a timeout taken by East Atchison. They want to get the ball back if they can. It's fourth down and six. We're back in Rockford after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Rockport, Aaron Barron's head coach, Reese Atchison, said, let's take a timeout, try to get him to punt the ball. You never know what might happen. We might get in there and block it. We might get a big return for a touchdown. Can't carry the timeout over to the second half, so let's call it here and use it. 16 seconds to go, fourth down and six. Corbin Jacob in punt formation for Rockport. Back deep, should be DeRozier, I believe. He stands back at his own 30, now working his way up a little bit. No big rush, here's the punt, and DeRozier lets it go. It hits out of bounds. It hit inside the 20. Now, Special threw his flag, but I think he was just spotting the ball.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, why?
Unless he called a penalty on the guy down here with the camera. I don't think he probably did that. Let's see. No, he was just spotting the ball. That's what I thought. He might have grabbed for a beanbag and got a flag instead. Okay, now they're going to spot at the 21-yard line. All right. Okay. So East Atchison, first and 10 at their own 21. Just seconds left here. What do we got, Troy? 10, 12 seconds?
Nine,
that's close.
Yeah.
So what will they do? Will they just take a knee? It's hard to say. Rogers in the backfield. That's dangerous. Blake Simmons. Calling the count, turns, hands off to DeRozier, and he is hit, and nowhere to go. He's dropped 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that will end our first half of play here at Rockport. With our score, the Rockport Blue Jays, the number one seed in the district, leading East Atchison 28-20 at halftime. 28-20 at halftime, Rockport with the lead. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we will take a look at the first half scoring coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Show presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but you're far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Troy Nelson, you've got a scoring wrap that may take us a little time here.
Yeah, we got not a lot in the first quarter, but a lot in the second quarter. So here in the first quarter, 648, 56-yard pass for East Atchison, Simmons to Brooks, capped a three-play, 54-yard drive, and Simmons got in for the two-point conversion to lead 8-0. Brockport answered with 4:30 left, 13-yard pass from Jacobs to Holmes, 7 plays, 54 yards, 2-point conversion failed. East Atchison 8, Brockport 6. With 4:10 left in the first, a 64-yard run by DeRozier, 1 play, 64-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed. East Atchison leads at the end of 1, 14-6. Starting the second quarter, we had a lot of action here with 11:57. An 11-yard run by Jacobs, kept 2 plays, 8 yards, 2-point conversion failed. 14-12, Rockport. East Atchison answers back with 11:41 on a 46-yard run by DeRozier. 1 play, 46-yard drive, 2-point conversion, no good. 20-12, East Atchison. And then Rockport got 2 touchdowns here. 11:17 left in the second, 33-yard pass from Jacobs to Myrickorff. Capped the two-play 40-yard drive. Jacobs got the two-point conversion, tied at 20. And then Rockport takes the lead with 3:08 left in the second. 18-yard pass from Jacobs to Myrickorff again. 3 plays, 10 yards. Jacobs gets the two-point conversion in, and takes the lead 28-20. That's where we are at halftime.
Again, 28-20, as Troy said, at halftime. Our halftime show is presented exclusively by your friends at Highland Community College. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Role models there are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports, they are winners, and they are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions in the state of Missouri. Next time you attend a sporting event, remember, be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. And this message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Sunny 101.3. 28-20, Rockport with the lead at halftime. Right now, let's hear some of our sponsors. We thank them for helping us bring you this football action. We can't do it without them. Say thank you whenever you get a chance. We'll check in with the weather here for more of our sponsors. We'll be back with second half action coming up in a little bit on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones!
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive its top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 47 tonight under overcast skies with thunderstorms likely. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 58. Lows level off around 41 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
November is National Diabetes Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind everyone about the importance of preventing or managing diabetes. It's a disease affecting millions, but with the right knowledge and tools, it's possible to live a healthy life. Taking small, consistent steps like getting regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, and scheduling routine checkups can make a big difference in controlling blood sugar levels. If you or a loved one has questions, contact Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here. It's halftime at Rockport. The score is 28-20. The Rockport Blue Jays, the number one seed in Missouri Class 1 8-man football, District 6, leading East Ashton 28-20 in this ball game. Then a tight ball game, three interceptions thrown by East Ashton in that first half made a big difference in the ball game. Some of the numbers in the first half for East Atchison: Blake Simmons, 3 of 7 passing, 69 yards, a 56-yard touchdown pass, but those three interceptions we talked about. Owen DeRozier, 7 carries, 109 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had back-to-back long runs for scores. He caught a ball for 13 yards. River Dow has 4 carries, just 1 yard. He caught a ball, no yards. And also Cameron Brooks, one reception, a 56-yard touchdown in the first pass of the game for East Ashton, but he turned an ankle and has not been back since early. It must have been late that first quarter when he got injured and has not been back since at this point. Rockport in the first half tonight, it is Corbin Jacob, the quarterback, 13 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. He's 5 of 11 passing for 82 yards, a couple of touchdowns, those going to Brock Holmes for one. Both of them to Jack Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth got 2 touchdown passes in the first half. Troy, were there 2 or 3 touchdown passes? I've lost track here.
2 touchdown passes.
2, okay. Both to
Meyerkorth.
So that was not a touchdown to Brock Holmes.
Yes, it was.
It was.
Sorry. Yes, it was.
So they have 3?
3.
Okay.
1 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter.
All right, 3 touchdowns. All right, I didn't write things down right. So Brock Holmes with 1 touchdown catch, 2 for Meyerkorth. He's got 4 catches for 82 yards. And Brock Holmes, 9 carries for 32 yards. Other than that, not much offense for Rockport. There's been some tremendous hits on both sides for the defense, Troy. Some big plays and some plays, frankly, where the team just couldn't get anything going offensively. An interesting first half, lots of different stuff.
We said that earlier on in the first quarter. Rockport just kept having so many penalties and stopping their momentum, and they just couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, those penalties were big. They had at least 6 or 7 penalties in that first half, especially early in the first quarter. It settled down a little bit later in the second quarter, but both teams got hurt by penalties and some big stops on fourth down also. Both ways have played a factor in this ball game at this point. 28-20, the lead to the Rockport Blue Jays. We got a second half to go, and it's going to be East Atchison football to start the second half of tonight's ballgame. We'll take one more timeout and be back with second half action coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime at Rockport, 28-20. The Blue Jays leading the East Atchison Wolverine in this district semifinal game in Missouri eight-man football. Our presenting sponsor for the broadcast is Bruni Implement Company. Bruni Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruni Implement. They also serve you from five locations in northeast Kansas. A game over on our sister station, KTNC Night, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ashton Greenwood now leading Auburn by a score of 19-14 in that one. Troy, you had a score of another area team earlier today.
Well, yeah, and I'll get back to that one here in a minute because I was just rifling through. In D2, Bruning Davenport Shickley, the number two seed up, is over Overton. And here's an upset for you. Riverside, the sixth seed, beat Sandhills Thedford 73-50.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but that's the sixth seed over the three seed. So let's go back to, what did I say, C2? No, it's D1, because it's Lords.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Creek beat Shelby Rising City. No, sorry, that's 11 minutes left in the fourth. But Lords, the 12th seed. Now, again, they upset Dundee County Stratton last week. And Plainview, the 13th seed, they upset Guardian Angels last week. But Lords beat them today 32-27. So Lords advances out. They'll play the winner of the Sandy Creek, Shelby Rising City, which should be Sandy Creek next week.
Never know.
Yeah. Well, 54-0 with 11 minutes left in the fourth, I think.
Yeah.
They're going to hold on for that.
Aye, they should. Stay tuned tomorrow. Volleyball state tournament action coming up here on Sunny 101.3. Scheduled for 3 o'clock. It's third place game. The Johnson Brock Eagles, who lost earlier today in the semifinals to Thayer Central, 3-0. They'll play for third place tomorrow, 3 o'clock, out of Lincoln. North Star Randy Couture will be headed back to Lincoln, bringing that action tomorrow here on Sunny 101.3. Huskers, they're off this weekend. They won't be on sister station KTNC. They've got a bye week. And the Chiefs play Sunday at noon, taking on the Denver Broncos. That's a 12 o'clock kickoff on Sunday here on Sunny 101.3. Troy, they put 3 minutes up on the clock here. Are we still...
They're at 36 seconds.
Okay, so we got time for one more timeout. We'll do that. We'll hear from our sponsor. We'll take another two-minute break. We'll be back with second half action coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City. Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we get ready for the second half, get underway. East Atchison huddled up over here on their sideline while Rockport came out of their huddle, out of their locker room here just a few minutes ago. And we'll see what they have come up with for second half action here tonight in this ball game. Looking around here so I can find a score. Bishop LeBlanc is leading the camp 54-16, as that tonight's game says.
I was trying to find some of those, too, and my app wasn't bringing it in.
Rockford up 28-20, that's here. And Ottawa Valley leading North Andrew 34-18, that's the other. That's in the fourth already. Number three seed Ottawa Valley leading 34-18. The winner there will play the winner of this game next Friday night. So that's where we're at there. Plattsburgh leading St. Joe Christian at halftime, and Bishop LeBlanc over to Cab at halftime. In other Missouri eight-man playoff football games in district action tonight going on around the area. All right, East Atchison will get the ball to start this third quarter. Back deep to receive the kick for the Wolves is going to be Gavin Irvin on one side and Owen DeRozier on the other. Kicking it away here for the Blue Jays is going to be Taden Cook. They'll go left to right toward the south goal here in the third quarter, and it's over to Dow. He's at the 10, 15, 20. Hit and knocked down to the 24-yard line. Good hit on the return over there and a decent return for East Atchison to start their first possession of the second half.
Looked like the hit for Rockport on that far side was Camden McNinney.
McEnany.
Sorry, my apologies.
All right, the ball is the 24-yard line, first down and 10 for East Atchison. No wind, basically, here tonight.
Yeah. No rain, either.
No rain, no mist, no nothing. So we will hand off, a little misdirection, and caught by the leg and trying to drag his way out of it, but unable to, will be the ball carrier DeRozier for East Atchison. He'll pick up about 3 yards on first down.
Junior Taden Cook getting the tackle that time for Rockport.
Rockport ran the ball for 107 yards in the first half. They will huddle up, down 8, 28-20. Gavin Irvin coming out of the huddle, got tripped by somebody, about fell down. Okay, he's all right. All right, two backs in the set. Snap it back, and the give straight ahead. This time, once again, DeRozier. With just short yardage, he'll plow forward for maybe a yard on the second down play.
Melton catching him in the ankles early on there, helping him bring him down.
And getting DeRozier in a little bit of space. He's a hard young man to bring down. Over here to the near side is Blake Simmons, a senior quarterback. Getting the play call, he's a senior. DeRozier is a senior as well. River Dow, a senior for East Atchison. Cameron Kephart. And Cameron Brooks, both seniors as well. And Gabe Harms all starting. Here's the handoff going straight ahead, and they're just none there. They stand up the running back, and nobody really went to the ground that time, but a good effort by the Rockport defense. And coming out of there limping a little bit is Cameron Kephart this time.
Yeah, you had four blue jerseys standing them straight up, and one of those jerseys was Jacob.
Gain of one. That's fourth down and five, and East Atchison going to roll the dice here, it looks like, on fourth down or not. Nope, Kephart goes back in punt formation now. Simmons came over and got a play call from the coaching staff. Now it's going to be a punt formation. Snap is pretty good. The punt is away, and it's going to be Meyercourt back deep, and the ball checks up. And Meyercourt goes up, picks it up at the 30 to 35 and runs out of bounds. Boy, he is quick as a wing.
Man.
It's a bit of a dangerous play, but he did a good job once he got his hands on that football.
Clock has stopped with 9:47 on that, running out of bounds on the punt return.
So East Atchison punts it away on a three and out. Rockport will get the ball first and 10 at their own 37-yard line here. Start quarter number three for them, their first possession, leading 28-20 over the East Atchison Wolves. The winner moves on to play next Friday night. All right, split men two wide to the left, one to the right. Corbin Jacob, the senior quarterback, in the backfield all by his lonesome, takes the snap. He's back. He's a lefty. He looks. He's going to throw it up the field, and Meyercourt behind the defense had to do a 360 to make the catch, comes down with it, and when he made that big spin, he had to jump in the air. He'll be all the way down to the 6-yard line. Otherwise, he would have scored.
Yep. Irvine and DeRozier had pretty good coverage again, and just a great catch by Meyercord.
So that will be a 33, we're going to put it down in the 4, 37-yard pickup through the air and a first down for the Blue Jays on that play. They had thrown in the first half for 82 yards. And now the ball dropped on the snap. Corbin picked it up, jumped through it, and it's a touchdown. It goes to his receiver coming out of there, Tayden Cook. A little luck never hurts anybody. The snap was dropped. Corbin Jacob picked it up, ran forward, jumped, and threw it for a touchdown. Wow. That will go as a 6-yard touchdown pass. And Rockport now leading 34-20 over East Atchison. All right, split man wide to the left side. Two backs in the backfield with Jacob. He'll fake the handoff. He did give it off that time, and Meyercord runs it in for the 2-point try, and it's 36-20. Rockport lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Auburn Ball City Office as well. Stop by and see Jake or Taj Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
9:23 left in the third quarter. 6-yard pass from Jacobs to Cook. Capped the two-play 43-yard drive. And Meyercord ran into 2-point conversion to make the score 36-20. Rockport.
We had kind of a kickoff, but nobody was ready for it, including the officials.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a do-over here. Ready to boot the ball away. Once again, it'll be Tayden Cook. He caught that touchdown pass a moment ago. They back him up 5. It's been offsides. Oh, we don't have football now. Okay. Give me a ball.
I can't kick without a ball.
All right, so back it up to the 25-yard line now for the kickoff. Cook tees it up, approaches the football, and it's kind of a squibber. It's caught about the 13-yard line. That's DeRozier, 20, 25, to the right side, 30, and pushed out of bounds over there at his own 30-yard line where East Atchison we'll start this possession now in a 16-point hole here in the third quarter.
Freshman Logan Ellis shoving him out of bounds on the far sideline. And that clock will stop with 9:18.
So right on the 30-yard line, and now it's time for East Atchison to get busy here. They're going to get back in this thing down 2 touchdowns, 16-point deficit right at the moment. Come over the football. Receiver split to either side of the field. Slot man on the left side, and they're going to give it to Simmons. He'll run straight ahead, and he powers forward for maybe 2 on the play, and that's about it.
Junior Tayden Cook getting the tackle that time for the Blue Jays.
Not been a lot of running room for the quarterback for East Ash and Air Blake Simmons tonight. He throws the ball more often than a lot of teams. In 8-man football, coming into the ball game, East Atchison, at least Simmons, had attempted 191 passes on the season. Now, a little split, Cameron Kephart wide to the right, a slot man on the right side, and a man split wide to the near left side. Snap and the give to Rozier, and I'll tell you what, Rockford is giving him more attention, and they hit him, and they had him stopped for a short gain, and then they threw him down to the backfield, and the flag flies. That's probably going to be unsportsmanlike against Rockford, I would guess.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you, but this is the way he shoved him to the turf.
Yep, they're going to pick it up.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, now, coaching staff research says, what do you mean, picking it up?
Yeah, Gabe Cairns was the one getting the tackle there for Rockport. 6'3", 204 pounds soft.
Is that 88?
Yep.
And he looks like he's about 6'8".
He does.
He is a big, tall young man. It's third down and a yard. I think he's going to lose a yard on that play. So two backs in the backfield, a man wide to the right side, and a quick toss out to DeRozier on the right side. They tried to get him some running room wide, and he'll move forward. There's just not much there. Good job of the Rockport defense. Once again, they have really got DeRozier's number here since them two long touchdown runs in the first half. Now it's going to bring up fourth down and 9. No gain on that play again.
Clock running with 8 minutes.
Looks like he had a little gain there. But he went wide, and that's how he got to run so long. So East Ashton going to go here down 2 touchdowns and two double extra points down by 16. Split left, slot left, man wide to the right, and sent the back to pass, flushed out of there. Now, oh, and he throws short, and he throws behind his intended receiver, Gavin Irvin, on the run, and it's going to be Rockport football turnover on downs.
Yeah, he had the right idea, but he was just running the wrong direction, and your receiver tried to cut back to get to it, just couldn't do it.
Tried to throw it across his body, and it just didn't work out. So Rockford will have the ball at the East Atchison 31-yard line.
7:42.
Clock moving when we get going here again. A little faster pace this time. Had those 3 touchdowns in less than a minute to start the second quarter. And now we're going to break him in. Free Holmes is at the 15, the 10, the 5, cuts to the right. Touchdown, and Rockport is rolling here to start the second half. 3 plays and 2 touchdowns. This one coming from 31 yards out. Nice job, good blocking up front, and the first hole of the night for Brock Holmes. Brock gets the touchdown run. This one a 31-yarder. Another Blue Jay touchdown. They have now ran the ball for 171 yards on the night. Here's the 2-point try, and again, up the middle goes the quarterback, Corbin Jacob, and he is in for 2 more. And now, all of a sudden, it is 44-20, Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring drive recaps are presented this year again by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop in, see Jake and Tosh, Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
With 7:34 left in the third quarter, 31-yard run by Holmes. Cap one play, 31-yard drive. Jacob's got the 2-point conversion. Is Rockport makes the lead a little bigger, 44-20.
Tayden Cook ready to kick it away here for Rockport. We've been saying that a lot lately. Here's the kick. It's an end-over-end kick, and it's at the 5-yard line. And a little reverse. Irvin with the 10, 15, breaks a tackle, 20, and tossed down about the 23, 24-yard line. East Atchison will start their drive right there. Spot at the 23. The clock showing what, Troy?
7:29.
That didn't take long to score on that one play, did it?
No.
Game really turned. It looked early in this game like East Atchison had a big head of steam, a lot of momentum, playing well, scoring, going back and forth, getting the lead, and now all of a sudden Rockport is just taking over here. What do we got?
Equipment on the far side.
Yeah, receiver out there. Says. Well, interesting. And I love this. The officials are making it. Get them knee pads down, boys. I hate college football where the players aren't wearing short pants now with no knee pads.
Yeah.
Throw over the middle and a big grab up top for Cameron Kephart. High toss, but Kephart, the 190-pound senior, up the ladder to get it and a first down for the Wolves.
Tina Cook and Brock Holmes in on the coverage there for Rockport.
Move the ball to the 38-yard line, a 15-yard pickup through the air and a first down for East Atchison. They have ran it now, passed it. Find my numbers here. I'll find them in a moment. All right, we'll split them in either side of the field. Back and Jacob rolling, looking, throwing, and it's incomplete. DeRozier, the closest man to it. And a late flag. They pushed the quarterback?
Yeah, he pushed the quarterback when he was out of bounds on the far side.
So
that's the only thing that could have been over there.
Lake Simmons threw the ball. I mean, he would have been, could have been received or could have completed better, just kind of throwing it away, too.
Yeah.
Making sure nobody else was going to give it his man. And then as I looked down the field, I looked up and I saw a flag flying back where he was over on the far side. So that's going to be a 15-yarder. That'll move the ball down to, I'll let you tell me when they put it on the clock, Troy.
The clock is stopped at 7:02. Let's see where they, looks like it says a 27.
27-yard line. All right, here we go. East Atchison over the football. Irvin wide to the near left side. Two receivers right, back. Quarterback throws for the end zone. It's up in the air, and it's Meyercorth with the interception. Fourth interception, and he's coming out of there. Meyercorth with a flag flying, probably a block in the back. And
yep.
Meyercorth knows where the sideline is over here on the East Atchison side. He says, I am not going to get hit and blasted. I'm going to run out of bounds and live to play another down. I don't blame him. But we've got a flag on the return. But that is the fourth interception tonight thrown by East Atchison. And we'll see where they spot the football at after all that. That was unfortunate after that big play, a big personal foul against Rockport. Move the ball down to the 27-yard line. And now East Atchison loses their momentum, throwing the interception, and Rockport will have the ball first down and 10. And I'll call on my buddy Troy to tell me what the clock says for yardage back there.
All right, so the clock has stopped at 6:50. It looks like they're going to spot the ball on the 32.
All right. 6:50 to go. This lead is now 44-20, Rockport. They've got two possessions and two touchdowns here in this third period. Two-play drive and a one-play drive. Jacob Corbin calling the snap count. Hands the ball straight ahead, and Brock Holmes running to the middle and cuts to the outside, and he'll have another chunky yardage. Moving around that left side, he'll be out across the 35 to about the 38-yard line, a pickup of about six.
Blake Simmons and Owen DeRozier working together to get the tackle on the far side. Clock running with 6:24 left, ball spotted on the 38.
Corbin Jacob over, gets the play call. Back in he comes. We're going to bring him in wide near right side, Taden Cook this time. And just outside of his right hip will be Jack Meyercorth, sophomore. Jacob back, he's got a wide open man. He throws it over the middle, and Cook couldn't hang on to it. Had he come over to the sideline, Meyercorth was all by himself. And there wasn't anybody within 10 yards of him. And I'm not sure if he'd caught that ball, Troy, they could have caught him.
Yeah, with the receiver going across the middle, if he had caught the ball, I think he'd have got laid out.
He'd be out of that.
Blake Simmons was coming for him.
So it's going to be an incomplete pass. It'll bring up third down now and about four to go. So now the quarterback, Jacob Corbin, going to keep it, move straight forward, and not much there this time. Bring up fourth down. Fourth and three, he'll get 1 yard on the play, and that's it.
Gabe Harms in on the tackle for the Wolves. Clock running with 5:40 left here in the third. On ball spotted on the 39.
Up 44-20. I don't think they're going to punt it here at midfield. Teams don't like to punt in Missouri A-Man football, Troy. You've seen that with me this year. Like to score, and here we go. Two backs in the backfield. Meyercorth, the deep man, or is that Holmes? The deep man gets it, and on second effort, I don't think he's going to get there. It's going to be a stop, yep, for East Atchison. He'll pick up 2 yards, but that's all there was for the back that time. So Holmes has stopped. He'll pick up 2 on the play, and it's going to be East Atchison football at their own 39-yard line.
And the clock is at 5:17.
Third quarter action here. Score 44-20. Rockport with the lead. Probably trapped my jacket here. There we go.
Getting cold, are you?
I'm starting to, yeah. Sitting here this long in one spot, I'm starting to get cold.
What do you want me to do? Put it on you?
Would you? Yeah. Could you dress me too? Yeah, here's the play. And snap it back, and the quarterback going to keep it around the right side, into the middle, and pounding. Whew. They're going to be beating Blake Simmons. Not much running room that time for East Atchison. He kind of ended up like a little pinball there. He just kept trying to run, and they just kept hitting him and hitting him. I said, I think I'll just go down, get away from these folks.
And on the tackle there was Gabe Gebhartz. The clock running with 4:50 left in the third.
So Jake coming over as a quarterback, gets the play call from the coaching staff here for East Atchison. Folks, I wish you could be in our booth with us tonight and see what we're working with here. It's kind of small. I'm sitting by the front window. Troy is standing behind me. There's not room for us to sit side by side. And here we go. A throw out here on the left side. The ball is caught. And moving forward on second down and a couple is going to be Cameron Kephart. He'll pick up decent yardage on the play.
Getting the stop there for Rockport is Corbin Jacob. Clock running with 4:10 left in the third. Ball spotted on the 34.
5-yard gain makes it third down and 3 now for the East Atchison Wolves. They're huddled up a long way back from the football here.
Yeah.
I have to get up there. There they go. All right. One back. Auburn has retaken the lead in our other game. Here's a run, a fumble, and who got on that football? It's going to be East Atchison ball. Man, it took a big hit there. I had to hit right on the ball that time. So just nowhere to go. It's going to be 4th down and 6. So loss of 3 on the play. All right, East Atchison huddled up. This could be a giant play in this game if they don't get this one. Get Rockport the ball at midfield again. All right, one back, and, oh, we've got a flag in the defensive backfield. That's about got to be procedure. And it is another 5-yard penalty. This one going against East Atchison. That's going to make it 4th down and 11. So we'll back them up and make it a little tougher. Auburn leading Ashland Green with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 20-19 of it Ashland tonight. Back we go. Here's live action, a play and a pass over the right side. It's caught by Cameron Kephart, but he's going to be well short of the first down. He needed 11, and he got about 6 on the play, and Rockport will get that football back.
Corbin Jacob gets the tackle for Rockport. Clock stop with 2:53 left here in the third.
All right, Rockport ball at their own 35. How much time left, Troy? I'm sorry.
2:53.
Third quarter to go here. Score is 44-20. Rockport with the lead. I can only imagine the excitement of Randy Gatulip with 2 minutes left and a 1-point Bulldog lead up at Ashland tonight. Maybe the first time they've ever beat Ashland, they can pull that off here tonight. Back to pass, Corbin Jacob, he looks, he throws, he fires up the field, and a diving catch, tipped up in the air, and it falls back in the hands of the receiver, making a nice catch, Taden Cook. Had
wow.
It, lost it, got it back.
Crazy.
They're talking it over here, let's see.
Officials on the far side, yep.
It looked good from here. We're far away from the play. They're going to call it incomplete.
Okay.
Really? I'd like to have been closer and seen it. It looked very good
yeah.
from here, but apparently it hit the ground.
Clock stop at 2:45.
I certainly won't say they were wrong. So now it's 2nd and 10. Corbin Jake, when he fires that football, it's got some zip on it. Coming to the near left side this time for the Blue Jays, Tayden Cook. Low snap. Jacobs got it. He pump fakes once. He looks. He's going to tuck it. Now he's going to move to the left. He's being chased. They got him around the leg, and he jumps and throws it. That could be grounding. He had his man, Jack Meyerkorth, running back toward where the ball landed. He wasn't really that close to it, but I don't see any flags, so it's going to remain third, be third and remain 10 yards to go.
The clock has stopped at 2:35.
Well, we've got a player coming off the field here for East Atchison, kind of dragging a shoulder this time. That's Cameron Kephart. Could have got a, actually, he might have got a hand mash, too. Hard to say what that just is. Whatever it is, it hurts a little bit right now, tell you that much. Two backs in the set, Corbin Jacob. There's nobody on that side, Corbin. He turns around. There weren't any backs on that side, and he's hit and dropped in the backfield. Bring up fourth down.
Three white jerseys there helping it to the ground.
And I think we got another reception player just got his hand smashed. That's Urban.
Urban, he was in on that tackle.
It's just cold enough out there. If you hit somebody's helmet or get it between a helmet, something's bound to hurt. Loss of a yard is all on that play. It looked like it was going to be a little worse than that. But it wasn't. So punt formation for Rockport here. Nearing the end of the third quarter. DeRozier back to receive the punt for East Atchison. And they punt it away from it. It's going to hit at the 15. It's going to roll inside the 10 and run it down and dive it on the football. And around the 5-yard line is the Rockport Blue Jays. Nice hustle, young man. If you turn around, I'll give you a little credit over there.
Case
that.
Millsap.
Okay, Case Millsap, yep.
He's your long snapper.
Sophomore, yep, long snapper.
Minute 49 left of the third.
East Atchison at their own 5-yard line. Boy, they've had nothing go their way here in this third quarter. What'd you say, minute 49?
Yep.
Okay. So, Blake Simmons in the gun. Receivers in the pattern. He's going to run straight forward and get a yard. That's about it. The defense for Rockport has really gotten stout here since about the middle of the second quarter. They have been tough to move on.
Ryder Heron, your junior 263-pounder, getting that tackle.
Call it a gain of a yard on the play. And that's about it. 2nd and 9. Clock winding, third quarter come to an end here at Rockport tonight in this district semifinal. Simmons in the gun. Motion man Urban across the formation from the left to the right. Now they stack the right side. They fake a little reverse, and Simmons keeps it, and Simmons has nowhere to go. I don't think he gained a thing, Troy.
And Tayden Cook getting the tackle for Rockport there. Clock under 1 minute at 50 seconds. In the third.
So third down and 9 now. East Atchison moving the ball pretty easily at times in that first quarter and a half of this ball game. Since then, it's been tough sledding for the Wolves. Urban comes to the near left side. Two receivers out on the right. You have a man in the backfield with quarterback Simmons. Takes a snap. Simmons looked, being chased. Turns up the field and has the referee blocking for him. He's spun down. The ball is loose. It's picked up. It's returned. And I see nobody calling down. That's going to be a touchdown.
Fumble recovery for a touchdown. He run that back.
That was Kendall Melton, 151-pound sophomore. Well, he picked up 2 or 3 yards. His return for a touchdown. And the score now is going to go to 50-20. Return of about 10 yards for a touchdown. All right, 2-point conversion. Corbin Jacob hit, going to throw it. Now he does. DeRozier intercepted it. He headed for the end zone, but you can't do that in high school football. Our score stays right where it was now, 50-20. Rockport with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The recap of that last score is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by, see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
With 15 seconds left in the third quarter, Kendall Melton recovers the fumble and returns it 10 yards for the touchdown. Two-point conversion failed. Rockport 50, East Atchison 20.
Kind of sense on this East Atchison sideline here in front of us, kind of the air going out of the ball, Troy.
Yeah.
Had things going pretty well, but now it's getting tough. Here's a good deep kickoff, and it's going to be Irvin at about the 8-yard line, 10, 15 on the right side of the field, out to the 20, and tripped up at around the 23-yard line.
Over there on that far sideline, Westy Amthor, sophomore, getting the tackle for Rockport. 10 seconds left in the third quarter.
Spot the ball at the 23. 10 seconds ago, as you heard Troy say. What's going on is he's the clock man tonight. He can see the scoreboard. I can't. He has to look across the booth, through the window, and down about 50 yards of the scoreboard.
Hope nobody's standing in my way.
Yeah. But we're not complaining because we're inside where it's not bad at all. Blake Simmons takes the snap, and DeRozier had it bobbled as he took the snap and to stop, slow down just a little bit, and he's going to lose a yard on the play. Boy, that defense for Rockport is playing well.
And again, you said it earlier, we're at the end of the third quarter here.
That will end the third quarter. Thank you, Troy. Our score is Rockport 50 and East Atchison 20. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
In the fourth quarter here, it's Rockport leading 50-20 over the East Atchison Wolves here. And our game over on sister station, KTNC tonight, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM. The Auburn Bulldogs tonight picked up the win. They beat the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, the number two team in the state, 20-19. Auburn was ranked seventh. That's one of those games. That's one of those teams, Troy. Every team has a team that's kind of a thorn in their side or in their paw. Well, it's been Ashton Greenwood a little bit in the playoffs over the years. Here's a quick throw out on the left side, and it's complete, but on second down and 12, it's now third down and 12. He caught that, just stopped right where he caught it. So it'll bring a third down now, and about 10. I'm going to give him 2 yards. Okay.
Ball spotted on the 22-yard line.
So a gain of a couple. Third down and 10. Here we come back to action. Third 10 to the 22. Simmons back. Simmons looks, throws down the flat. The ball is caught. Riverdow moving up the field. I believe that's Riverdow on the catch. Yes, it is. He makes the grab, and he will be moving it for a first down, I think. Well, they're not going to do the change just to bring up fourth and less than a yard? No, first down, okay. He needed 10, he got 10, all right.
Higher court then on the tackle for Rockport.
10-yard gain and a first down. And now the ball spotted out at the 33-yard line, I'll call it. Spread the set. Two receivers wide to either side of the field here. All by himself. Blake Simmons in the backfield. Three down linemen on both sides. And coming across is Irvin. Simmons runs straight forward, and he has nowhere to go. And a little, Troy, you enjoyed that little wrestling match real good here on the side.
Had a
bit of a takedown, but I don't know if he got the takedown or not, because he got up pretty quick.
Yeah, he didn't have
control.
But it was a nice throw from him.
Yes, it was. Gain of a couple on the play. Second down and 8 now. So here come the Wolves. Walking it up over the football here. Down big, 50-20 now. Got a spread set again. One back in the backfield. Snap it back. Quarterback wants to throw. Simmons looks. Now throws, and it's caught. It's intercepted. Making the interception for Rockport is going to be Kendon Melton. Just had a big play moments ago. Now he's got another one. Troy, that is the fifth interception tonight thrown by the Blue Jays, or excuse me, by the East Ashton Wolves. Oh, Melton with a big play there. And Rockport will have the ball, first and 10. We'll have it at East Atchison, 28, leading 50-20. So Corbin Jacob calling the snap count with a man behind him. He'll hand it off to Jack Meyercourt. He runs straight up into the heart of the defense, right into the teeth, and he'll move the ball forward for about 3 yards, it looks like.
Getting the tackle there for East Atchison. It looks like we got Tatum Johnson. Clock running with 9:50. Ball spotted on the 26.
Rockport play call coming in. Jacob runs over to the coach. Dalton Jones gives him the play, and back out he comes. Let's put a man to the near left side of the field. That's going to be Meyercourt. We've got behind the quarterback Brock Holmes, a running back. Holmes will take the handoff. He'll power straight forward and be tackled by a couple of defenders after another short gain on the play.
Gabe Harms and Tatum Johnson getting the tackle there for the Wolves.
Gain of a couple. Third down and about 6. Right in that neighborhood, 5 or 6 to go.
Ball spotted on the 24. Clock at 9 minutes.
East Atchison. On the defense, Rockport, if they win, they'll be home again next week for the district title game. Good chance they can have home field all the way up through the playoffs till we get to the championship game down at Missouri Western later this year. Here's the snap and a toss back to Holmes. He's trying to juke. He got away from one man, moves forward. He got some yard. Well, I don't know if he did or not. He was getting past the down marker. He's actually going to lose something, but he could have lost a lot on that play. It was well defensed.
Carter Winahan, Jr., getting the tackle there for East Atchison. Clock running with 8:15. Ball spotted on 26, I think.
Fourth and about 7 to go. Rockport's going to go. The 27 are too close to punt. Meyercourt wide to the right. Split man on the near left side. Jacob calling the snap count. Back, throws a slant, and that is going to be caught over there. Coming up there, I believe, Meyercourt?
Yeah.
He's the one up off the bottom of the pile or not, I think he is.
Yeah.
He's a good young receiver.
River Dow getting the tackle for Atchison. Clock running with 7:50, ball spotted on the 16.
Picked up the first down. Around 10. Now first and 10 for Rockport once again. come over the football. Now a throw to the corner, and it's into the end zone, and it's a touchdown, and you can just about guess who caught the football once again. So sophomore Meyerkorth with the touchdown. Troy, 16 yards, is that right?
Yep.
16-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Corbin Jacob to his sophomore receiver, Jack Meyerkorth. They have made some fantastic plays together tonight. 151 yards in the air now for the Blue Jays tonight. Score now goes 56-20. Jacob ready. Calling the snap count on the two-point try. Going to go straight forward. And, yes, made it in there. 58-20, Rockport with the lead. They got the offense going and the defense, and they are pulling away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Rockport. Scoring drive recap presented from Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Let them help you protect your future.
All right, with 7:27 left in the fourth quarter, a 16-yard pass from Jacobs to Meyerkorth by play, 28-yard. And Jacobs got a two-point conversion in to make it 58-20.
Kickoff up the field is going to squirrel its way out of bounds here once again. Or a touchback. It was a touchback. I'm sorry. Got over to the side and went into the end zone. So East Atchison will have it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line to start this drive. Troy, I believe what the time on the clock is what?
7:27.
And we should have reached a running clock now.
15-yard line. Yeah.
So now the clock is going to just keep on going here unless East Atchison can get on the board again. Way down in that far end of the field here. We'll see what they can get done. Come over the football. Here we go. Quarterback going to run it straight forward again this time. Blake Simmons, there's nowhere to go. That line for East Atchison, not able to get the Rockport defensive lineman out of the way. They're doing a tremendous job here in this second half.
And a lot of blue jerseys right there just doing what they need to do.
Second down and about 8, a gain of a couple of yards for Simmons on the play.
Ball spotted on the 17.
DeRozier steps back, talks to the quarterback a minute. Now he goes up to a tight end spot on the right side. And it's going to be Simmons on the run to the right side looking. And, he's out of bounds. And he hit out of bounds. And that's going to pick up first down and get 15 more yards for East Atchison here.
Late hit out of bounds. The clock will stop at 6:45.
Simmons probably picked up a couple of yards. Unsportsmanlike hit out of bounds. We'll make it a first down and 10. That's going to be at the 36-yard line. So the clock is now where, Troy, as far as time-wise?
6:45.
Once it starts going, it just keeps going and going and going. They're moving quickly in these running clock situations. Simmons gets up, bounces up. That's a hard hit. He got taken out there. First and 10 from the 36. Simmons calls a snap, claps his hand, back, rushed, caught, and thrown down in the backfield. Defensive line just overpowered on a little bull rush play that time. Simmons knocked down well behind the line of scrimmage.
Gabe Gebbard's got the tackle there. Clock running with 6:27.
It's going to bring up second down and, goodness, 20? Troy 19, a loss of 9 on the play.
Ball spot on number 27, yep.
Sack on the play. So again, Simmons calling the snap. Nobody in the backfield but him. Here is an inside handoff coming around Irvin with it, and Gavin Irvin finds a little bit of room around that right side, not a whole lot. It'll make it third down and 13. He'll get about, I'll give him 7 on the play.
Five.
Third and 12.
5:30 and running here in the fourth quarter.
Well, I have more football Friday night next week. Maybe a couple of games. We'll have to scope it all out. Auburn, you talk about out of the frying pan into the fire. Now they're going to get to play either Wahoo or Boys Town next Friday night.
Yeah.
In Nebraska C1 football. Here's a snap back to Blake Simmons. He looks, he gives it off over the middle, and the pass complete. Ball caught up the field by Knox Oswald, the freshman. And Knox will move the ball forward. He's going to be out across midfield into Rockport territory at their 37-yard line. Fourth down and about 3 to go.
Scoreboard shows 3. Yep, very good, John. 4:15 counting left here in the fourth.
Needed 12. He got 9. So up the field goes East Ashton. Here's a snap. Simmons inside handoff. This ball going to be taken by River Dow, and River Dow loses yardage on the play on fourth down, and Rockport will get the ball back.
Hendon Melton getting into the backfield to disrupt things, and then just a lot of blue jerseys
and
finishing it off.
Clock will keep moving here. The officials winding their arms saying, let's keep the clock moving. He's looking up the press box. I don't think the clock must not be moving, Troy.
It's moving. 4:18.
Okay. They must have stopped it momentarily. Rockport will have it at the East Ashton 38-yard line. And here come the Blue Jays over the football. Jacob Corbin, the quarterback, a senior, his first year starting at quarterback for the Blue Jays. Running back on either side of him. He'll hand the ball forward, and it's going to be Brock Holmes straight ahead. Finally find a little running room. He's had kind of a tough night in that first half. He's finding a little bit more room now, and Holmes moves forward for about 6 on the play.
Clock running with 3:42.
Rockport, I've got him at 189 yards on the ground, 151 in the air. That's pretty good balance for a high school football team. Rockport, no big hurry here, leading. Now the score, I don't think I wrote it down last time, Troy. Was it now 58?
Yep,
20. All right, take the ball to Holmes again, trying to run the right side, and he is tackled over there on the far side by a couple of defenders making a nice play, and he'll lose a little yardage on that play.
Get the tackle for East Atchison, Knox Oswald, and Tatum Johnson.
Loss of 1 will make it third down 5 yards ago. Rockport next week will be at home again. Otter will be on the road next week in C1 football, either at Boys Town or Wahoo. Minor course splits wide to the right. Couple of backs in the backfield now for the Blue Jays of Rockport. 3rd and 5, and the handoff to Brock Holmes. Spinning and short yardage will bring up 4th down. Picked up a couple of yards on the play. So we come back here. 4th and 3 or so. Rockport just kind of standing back in the huddle, letting the clock run down here.
2 minutes.
Taking their time. I think they're maybe going to call timeout. Nope, quarterback coming back in here. Okay, actually, he wasn't in the huddle, that's why. All right.
Yeah, kind of need him.
So Myercourt splits out wide to the right side. A back in front of the quarterback and one behind him. Turn and give the ball off and Holmes straight ahead. Hit. Spins, moves right, moving forward, and he will be up close to the marker. And he's going to get it. He got just enough.
Johnson getting the tackle on the far side over there. Clock with a minute 25.
We've got timeout called with a minute 25 to go in the ball game, and it is 58-20. Rockport leading. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Rockport. Well, we know next week's opponent for the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll be playing the Wahoo Warriors, the number one team in the state. They beat Boys Town Knight. Troy, the score?
Ooh,
53-14, is that what you said?
Yep.
I believe that's what you said. Yep. Auburn picked up a win tonight, 20-19 over Ashland Greenwood. And we got here, first and 10 for Rockport. Just over a minute to go. Snap the ball back. Corbin will hand the ball off, running the ball around the left side. They grabbed him by the shoulder pads, couldn't get him down. Moving the ball is Logan Ellis, a freshman. Wow. Tough nut to crack here. It couldn't get him off his feet. So Logan Ellis with the carry. Picks up a little bit of yardage here. Looks like he's saying, now move that down marker so I know where he's at. He got first down. He got over 10 yards there. There you go.
They got the clock stopped. Made up 14.
First down, I have no idea where the ball's at. It's first and goal.
Yep, on the 10.
On the 10, okay.
Now the clock's running.
Gain of about, I don't know, 12 yards or so, somewhere in there. They're down that corner. We can't really see now, so let's see what we got. In the backfield again is Logan Ellis. Turn, handing the ball off is the quarterback, Reed Ellis, a freshman. And Logan Ellis is into the end zone for another Rockport touchdown. So a 10-yard touchdown run for Logan Ellis puts the candle on top of the cake here for Rockport tonight. And they now lead it by a score of 64-20. Two-point conversion coming up here. The attempt, anyway. See, this was such a good game early on. Boy, Rockport just dominant the second half. Turn, give the ball again to Logan Ellis. He skirts the outside, and they can't catch him. He goes out there. It's good again, and our score now goes to Rockport. We're leading it 66-20, and we're back 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Our scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Taj Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them help you protect it.
With 50 seconds left in the game, a 10-yard run by Logan Ellis. Six plays, 38 yards, and Ellis got the two-point conversion to make it 66-20.
Here's the kickoff. It's over everybody's head into the end zone. Touchback, and East Atchison will get one more possession here with, what do we got left, Troy?
50.
At their own 15 with 50 seconds to go. Rockport advancing to play next week. They'll be at home again. Now, East Atchison is making a bunch of substitutions here, trying to get eight players in right positions here. Back out there at quarterback is going to be Blake Simmons, it looks like. got some different numbers in there, I think. On the offensive line, I see 45, Alex Martin, a sophomore. Just put him in near the right side. I believe that's Gabe Harms, looks like. I think that's 64. And the handoff going straight ahead. There's nowhere to the ball. Popped loose late after the tackle, I think. They fumble it?
I didn't see it fumble.
It's going to remain East Atchison football. Okay.
But the clock is down to 40 seconds.
Can't tell. They're wind to the clock. Or we just can't. See, they're way down in the corner here. We're clear at the other end down to the 25-yard line. Trying to see around the corner of the wall here.
I'm guessing Rockport got the ball back.
They must have. Yeah. I thought maybe he was down when the ball squirted out, but apparently not. I don't know how many turnovers they had. It was 5 interceptions thrown by East Atchison tonight. And I think
20 seconds.
Is the game over?
15 seconds.
What are we doing here?
Well, the play clock's at 12. The game clock's at 15. Looks like they're just going to let it run out 5 seconds.
Yep, yeah. I think the game's over, yep. That's the end of the ball game. Troy, the final score, and I'll let you give it.
66-20.
66-20, Rockport with the win. Rockport advancing to the district final next Friday night at home. Next Friday night at home. Rockport will play for the district title and try to advance. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport wins it by a final score tonight of 66-20. Troy, give us some of that second half scoring if you don't want
all
to
right.
All time.
The second half scoring, 9:22 left in the third. 6-yard pass from Jacobs to Cook. Two plays, 43 yards. Meyer Court in for the 2-point conversion, 36-20. Rockport. 7:34 left in the third, 31-yard run by Holmes. Play a 31-yard drive. Jacobs got the 2-point conversion to make it 44-20. With 15 seconds left in the third, a 10-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. Kendall Melton, 2-point conversion failed, 50-20. And into the fourth quarter, 7:27, 16-yard pass. Jacobs to Meyercourt, half to 5, play 28-yard drive. Jacobs got a 2-point conversion, 58-20. And with 50 seconds left and a 10-yard run, Ellis got it in for Rockport. 6-play, 38-yard drive, and Ellis got the 2-point conversion to make it 66-20.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Looking up some of the numbers here, trying to quickly in this ballgame. For Corbin Jacob, the quarterback for Rockport tonight, 9 of 18 passing for 151 yards of the game and 5 touchdowns. We had 8 receptions tonight for Jack Meyercourt for 151 yards and 4 touchdowns and 1 catch for 13 yards and a touchdown for Brock Holmes tonight. Holmes also had 82 yards rushing on 18 carries tonight on the ground for the Rockport Blue Jays. So congratulations to them. for East Atchison tonight. The stat that really matters, Troy, 5 interceptions threw in the ball game, and they really, really hurt the effort by East Atchison here tonight in this ball game.
You know, and again, that first quarter, it was pretty well balanced, and the beginning of the second quarter was pretty well balanced, and then when Rockport scored that with 11:17 left in the second, then they just kind of took it over from there because it was all Rockport from then on.
Well, that will wrap it up tonight. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts and sales and service. See Bruna Implement. They also serve you from 5 locations in Northeast Kansas. So we thank them for helping us make these broadcasts possible, and all the sponsors all over Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri. Thank you. More football coming up next week, and we'll have to get it all figured out. Auburn won on the Nebraska side tonight in C1. They advance to the Nebraska Class C1 semifinals against Wahoo next Friday. Rockport, and I not had a chance to look to see who they are playing here. I'll see if I can look it up real quick, but I doubt if I can. Anyway, Rockport will be in action next Friday night as well in the district finals, and we'll see what happens with that. It will be at home, we do know that. So Rockport at home, 64-20 they win, and the final night, Nottoway Valley defeats North Andrew 36-18. So it'll be Nottoway Valley, the number 3 seed, at number 1 seed Rockport. Nottoway Valley, the team that beat Rockport, I'm in the right section here, 2 weeks ago. So for Troy Nelson tonight, thank you, Troy, for stepping in here.
Yeah.
I think you told me you're not going to be around next week, unfortunately.
Probably not.
Probably not, but you never know.
Never know.
So we thank you for your help, and we thank MJ Evans for keeping everything lined up and going back to the studio tonight. And don't forget, we've got high school volleyball from the state tournament in Nebraska going on tomorrow. 3:00 is match time for the Johnson-Brock Eagles in the third-place game in the Nebraska volleyball state tournament in Class C2. We invite you to tune in that action tomorrow from Lincoln. For Troy Nelson and for MJ back in the studio, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody, from Rockport.